come shipwrecked on the sea of duty and necessity. Poems come like dolphins and keep me from drowning.
Today's guest on The Poet's Weave, Dennis Sipe, lives on a hill over caves just west of Bloomington with his wife, three children, and a puppy. He has written poetry for nearly 30 years. Most of his poems are about life and death and fish. I am Jenny Kander. Read us your poems coming like dolphins, Dennis.
Fly fishing with Jesus. I knew it was him because he didn't wear waders. He didn't wade. He walked on the water, cast no shadow, and made no ripples. He was almost clear, really, but you could tell it was him, like a kid's plastic statue holding candy. But he held the reflected trees and sky. He wore the perfect fishing hat that you could look for all your life and only find in heaven. His casting was perfect. I think he ties his own flies, because I never saw one refused. Or maybe Mark slipped Jesus a few of his, tied at God's bench on heaven's only vice. Jesus was fishing upstream ahead of me. I just watched his presentation and learned a few tricks, until he turned to me and asked, "Did you see that last rise?" I said, "Sure, Jesus, what a trout." He backed out and stood beside me. He wasn't clear anymore. He wore a green, waxed cotton robe with lots of pockets. Jesus said, "That is your fish, buddy." I felt pretty good when Jesus called me buddy. "Here, try one of these angel wing caddis." He handed me a size 16. It was all I could do to tie it on. "I've always liked your knots," Jesus said. "Thank you," I said. I looked into his fig-colored eyes. "I guess you don't need polarized sunglasses." "No," he said, and he smiled. I felt warm and light, better than after a shot of my friend Elwood's $165 bottle of Scotch whiskey every other Friday on poker night. I worked into position while Jesus spotted for me from the bank. The big rainbow rose two more times. Then I worked out some line and laid out the fly. I got a good drift over its feeding lie. The trout rose and sipped the angel wing. I raised my Winston four-weight rod, quick and smooth enough to make the line tight. It felt like a good set. "Thank you, Jesus," I yelled. With such a fine tippet, I had to let him have more of his way than I liked. I followed him down through the tail of the pool and into the riffles. I played him perfect. I palmed my reel just right. Jesus was with me as I led that rainbow to his net. 5 pounds, 1.5 ounces, Jesus said. "Thanks, buddy," I said before I thought. Jesus smiled, and even though I forgot about the camera in my vest so Jesus could take a picture before I released that beautiful trout, it was probably the best day of my life. The Heaven of Cats. In the mother's house there are many mansions, windows full of sun, screens to let birdsong and scents pass through, squirrel trees, chipmunks in rock beds and short grass paths. At night, twitching, tapping moths milk up the window panes. In the Heaven of Cats there are no dogs except chihuahuas, no fleas, no ticks. All the walls have little arched door holes. When the cats think, pull, mice run from them. If they were declawed, their claws grow back. No is never heard. Furballs never form. Lengths of twine undulate like garter snakes across the floors. Smelt run the carpet every day at 8 and 4. Water is always clean. It bubbles up into any coffee cup or glass or bowl they find. All the faucets run a sweet pencil-thin line. In the Heaven of Cats, the doors swing both ways. No one cares if they pass through, take a nap up on the roof, or chase a butterfly down to the creek to find the cats that live down there, where a little girl comes every day with windy words and rubs enough to go around.
Today's poems on The Poet's Weave have been by Dennis Sipe. I am Jenny Kander.